I want to talk about your gender doubles over in Vietnam with George Wall. You defeated not one, but two Hall of Famers in Wes Gabrielson and Kyle Yates. And you didn't just beat them, you smoked them in two games. You beat them 11-3, 11-4. Like how? How did you
win?
Yeah, that's an amazing win.
Yeah, we both George and I felt completely locked in for that game. Like looking back, apart from maybe the start of game one, don't think we made too many errors, and so we were just locked in. I think we were both licking our lips at their dupers because we're a bit starved.
Yeah. And Gabrielson's had a horror run in Australia, hasn't he? We've stolen so much off his duper.
But George would have a tough time licking his top lip because that's a pretty thick mustache.
There's a lot to lick up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting you bring up that. Like, I mean,
that's true.
Have those games been entered yet? And
yeah, they have. Yeah.
And what did you get in terms of like, have you noticed much of a change?
Well, I'm above a six now, finally. So
let's get some bloody applause going. Here we go. Where's my button? Oh, you bloody beauty.
I reckon my DJ horns would have been better there.
That's the second highest duper of all time. The second highest duper of all time in Australia. Because the greatest player of all time is from Australia. His name is Ben Costin.
Ben Costin, 7.16.
Yeah, 7.1. Yeah, so that's, I mean, you're getting close, buddy. Keep it up.
But he is the highest duper to ever come onto the Slam Jam.
True.
That's a fact.
So prior to Vietnam, you were sitting at below six. And post, you've cracked that. And I imagine that, in all seriousness, that would have been a goal, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's a bit of a milestone.
Yeah.
Six is a big achievement. It's funny because when I moved here, I was around a 5.8, I think, last year. And then because Australia is just a duper graveyard, it tanked to a 5.3 within a month.
Wow.
Damn.
So I've had to climb that back up.